It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Be in the corner 34 and 5, and you follow 5 all the way north until you run into Wells Fargo Arena, and that's where we find ourselves here today on the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk wrestling, of course. And we've got the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger, up here in the broadcast booth. And we're going to shake down this final day of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. What a tournament it's been. Southern Iowa, well represented. Bauer from Southeast Warren. We're going to makes the finals along with DeYoung of Oskaloosa. It's going to make the finals here in Southern Iowa. Tristan Clark, Bradley Irwin, and our very own Carter Isley, who's going to be wrestling for a state championship at 220 pounds. So we, when they take these 8 mats down and go to 3, we are going to have a full night of broadcasting for you. But here in about 45 minutes, we'll get to action as the 3A, 2A, and 1A consolation semifinals. We will find out where these guys will stand on the podium. Everybody that's wrestling today will be in that podium shot, and that's a pretty darn big accomplishment to make it on that podium. You are amongst the very best, not only in this state, but when you think about wrestling in this entire country and for that matter, in the entire world, this is the hotbed of wrestling. And to be one of the top 8 wrestlers in your weight class, state of Iowa, you are truly one of the best in the entire country. So this is something that these young men maybe don't grasp at this very moment, but as they sit through their lives, and of course, the older they get, the better they were. And but they'll have time to reflect on these moments. And I know for some, Bryce Leshen lost 2 matches yesterday, both of them in sudden victory. And knowing how darn competitive Bryce is, he's all in kind of guy. And he was not thinking about anything but a championship coming in to this arena yesterday morning. And I know how hard it was probably for him to have to know that he's no longer in the tournament. But what an outstanding athlete, what an outstanding young man and a competitor. And I saw him afterwards and down the mats before Carter's matchup later in the evening. And you know, he's already moved on, and that's what these wrestlers have to do that made it here. Because when you walk into this place, when you're one of the 16 and you walk into this place, folks, you are already a winner. This has been voted by ESPN one of the top sporting events in the entire country. To be a part of this, to be a part of the history, to be able to tell your kids and your grandkids that you wrestled at the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament is something only a few. And we got to witness those few today and over this last couple of days here at Wells Fargo Arena. When we're going to come back, we're going to come back and talk with Coach Dave Winger about this tournament, about today. A big day here for Albia Wrestling in Southern Iowa. When we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, you're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Are you ready to make the switch? At Community First Credit Union, we have a checking account with all the right features for you. Whether you're interested in a CFirst free checking account or our premium checking account, members choose us for our truly competitive products and services. And when you open a CFirst checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch to CFirst. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
G-strings, guitars, and more. All your musical needs. Now open at 209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. Guitars, acoustic, electric, mandolins, violins, ukuleles, amps, strings, tuners, capos, straps, cases, and all the accessories. If they don't have it, they can order it. Tell your friends. G-strings, guitars, and more. 209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa, now open.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Talking to a guy who knows something about G-strings.
Daryl Schofield.
Daryl Schofield. No, please, let's do not put that. Although I think you give him a banjo, and I think he could work it. But, man, anything other than that, we would not want to see Daryl Schofield anything to do with a G-string. That strikes a chord with you, I think, Coach. Not enough caffeine. Scotty Fry is back on the board. You know, this has been a marathon here. I was calculating. I think it's 27 hours of broadcasting last 2 days, nonstop. That he's been in that studio, and we've been in this cubicle. This is a big suite here compared to other broadcasters. And as this week has went on, this thing has just shrunk in. But, buddy, getting to business, and that's why we're here. Good week for Albia Wrestling. Brought three wrestlers up. You're going to find yourself in the top 14. Might get your way into the top 10 as a team. And you got a champion on the mats tonight.
Yeah, we do. That's it's getting to be old hat, but it's good. You know, we can get used to sitting on Matt's side on Saturday night. So I think this is, correct me if I'm wrong, my statistician over here, Coach Helm, is with me. I think it's 4 years in a row that we've been in the finals. So going back to Shadow's sophomore year and his junior year, and then, of course, he missed out on it last year, but Carter picked up the slack last year and then again this year. So it's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun, Coach. Guy sitting next to you, Coach Darren Helm, and the junior high program. We talked about this throughout the week. We talked about it throughout the year. But really, the development of the youth program, you go back to what Nick's doing and his Young Buck program and the others that are working in your youth program, those have really helped set some tones so that you go back, golly gee, how many years has it been when you first came? Now those years are starting to add up here, but the addition of all those years, the work that's went in those years, has really built the depth of this program and why we've had some continued success and why the future looks so bright.
Yeah, that's for sure. We had a little motto this year. I'm in my seventh year, and we're to the point now where we have to think about where we've been, you know, and 7 years ago, where we were is that we didn't have a youth program, so that was one thing that needed to be fixed very quickly. And to be honest with you, we're still kind of feeling the adverse effects from that a little bit in our high school program. But where we're at right now is we've got Nick doing Young Bucks with Tom and the entire Pickerel family for that matter, and And Darren and some of his MAC club parents are doing, lower level stuff and, you know, more beginner stuff. And so we've got, you know, places for the beginners. We've got places for the upper level wrestlers. And you know, they're coming into our high school, our junior high program and our high school program. They're ready to wrestle. So
be excited to get into that program? They see the success you're having up here over the last several years, and that the MAC Center. Oh my goodness, there's not. You know, I've been to the University of Iowa's wrestling room and some of the D3 and the other schools that are, you know, college programs, and you guys have as nice of a facility as anybody in the entire state, and. And then I come to your practice. You guys invited me in so graciously, and there's the junior high wrestling with the varsity. You know what? When you have that opportunity where the kids can just see, you know, they're all part of the program. I think that's just good stuff.
Yeah, it is. The same techniques. You know, it really. I mean, if you want to compare it to football and wrestling, I mean, it's very, very comparable. We don't want it to be a shock to them when they get into high school. And with our junior high kids, they know exactly. Coach Helm is doing the exact same techniques that we're doing, and we're warming up the same way, and we're breaking at the end of the day, you know, together as a group, and we make those guys feel exactly a part of the program, and it's just worth its weight in gold. So the transfer from junior high, from if you want to take it back from peewee to junior high to high school, it's a pretty seamless transition for the kids.
Well, that old trophy case is getting filled up, and we love it. Coach Dave Winger here, the head coach of the Ambi Blue Demons, as we continue on this Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're going to continue our conversation. We'll take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to talk about today's contest. Blake Law is going to go out of here in a few minutes and try for a seventh-place finish. And then, of course, tonight, setting up Carter's championship bout. We'll talk a little bit about that junior high program with Coach Helm as well. And we're going to take a timeout and come right back here to Wells Fargo Arena. The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
At Lucas County Health Center, their family practice physicians, as well as certified nurse midwives, are committed to helping you and your little ones stay healthy during your pregnancy. With newly remodeled labor and delivery suites, complete with Whirlpool tubs, they're ready to deliver your miracle. From prenatal classes to breastfeeding support and everything in between, Lucas County Health Center is here to guide you through the adventures of motherhood. Call 774-3000 to establish a personal relationship with an OB provider today. Lucas County Health Center, delivering miracles.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Save up to $600 on a new Sealy adjustable mattress set right now at Bruxford's Decorating Center. When you buy select Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid or Optimum mattresses, you'll save up to $200. Plus, you can save up to another $400 on a Reflexion Power Base for a total savings of up to $600. This offer is only good until March 1st. See store for details, Bruxford's Decorating Center in Pella, where you'll get price and selection that rivals the box stores with service they just don't offer.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hey everyone, Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. If you are a high school senior and could use $1,000 for college, then head over to seefirstyourvoice.com to apply for our scholarship today. Individuals must meet all eligibility requirements to apply. Deadline to submit your application is April 1st. Why miss out on a chance to win free money towards your education? For more information on how to apply, head to seefirstyourvoice.com or visit any of our SeeFirst locations. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats, high fidelity in this Coach's Corner. As we look down at these mats, as the wrestlers are getting warmed up and ready to go, we'll be on the air at 10 o'clock with the consolation medal rounds. And, of course, we will be here tonight covering all three mats in the finals, which will include Carter Isley of Albia, Bradley Irwin of Centerville, Bauer of Southeast Warren, DeYoung of Oskaloosa, and Tristan Clark of PCM. And we'll have all of those matches and every match, the only radio station to bring you wall-to-wall coverage, continuous coverage of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And Coach Dave Winger will come up here after the match and to help me carry all this stuff out like he's done every year before. We are literally the last people out of here, Coach Winger.
Yeah, we are. It's a fun environment, and it's hard to get out of here. Once it's all over, you just kind of take a deep breath and you look, and as the stands are totally empty and you know it's over all of a sudden just like that. So, yeah, we like to hang out as long as we can and soak it in.
Well, let's talk real quickly about your wrestlers today. We got Blake Lawless going to go at it here for a seventh-place finish. He's taking on Rhodes of Gilbert. And, you know, we talked off the air, you know, talking about preparation and doing your research and all the things that a coach and that wants to do about their opponent. But it really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you feel like you're not doing your job if you don't look up a few things. I think it's more mentally, you try to put yourself at ease a little bit mentally if you see that, you know, he got beat by a guy that you beat or something like that. But it really doesn't matter at this point. We're not going to change anything that we do. I mean, Blake is in the seventh place match for a reason, and I've told him all week to ride the horse that got him here, and he's going to continue to do that. So, Blake really, he made one little mistake yesterday, 5 seconds of wrestling, and that's why we always preach about wrestling through every position, and Blake just got caught there for 5 seconds, and it ended up costing him, but that's okay. You know, we'll get him on the stand.
He's getting here was a great thing for Blake. He's been in that weight class range where we've had some outstanding wrestlers. He's kind of had to move around and play different roles and to sit in and fit into the right weight for him. And now he got his opportunity. He came up here and he's proved that he's worthy of being amongst the best. 5 seconds of wrestling, Coach, and he's wrestling for a third place finish possibly today. He doesn't get Max Thompson in the top bracket. He's going to go on to Max. He's pinned his way outside of Blake to the finals, likely to get a four-time championship here in his weight class. Blake knows now he deserves to be among the best.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, Max Thompson's been pretty tough on us course of the last 4 years. It seems like, yeah, I think with every bracket that he's gotten, except for maybe last year, if I remember correctly, you know, you're going to see an Albia guy on the stand next to Max somewhere. So he's been kind of rough on us, so we'll be happy to see him go. But, you know, it's always somebody that you have to beat, so, and obviously that matchup's pretty tough, and you just have to do the best you can and let the chips fall. And we're in the seventh place match, and I like our matchup, and I'm excited for Blake. Blake's the type of guy, really, that he's always had to take the hard road, you know, Melrose farm boy, that he's not shy about doing hard work.
And I think he avoids the pavement, goes right to the B-levels, don't you?
Yeah, he does, and you got to love kids like that on your team, because he's never going to complain either. So we started at 60 at the beginning of the year, Jason, and then, maybe we want you to go to 52. Okay, you know, and he didn't argue at all, and then all of a sudden, we might want you to go to 45 now, Blake. Okay. And, you know, he got there, and it's just a very business-like attitude that he's got, and you'll take kids like that all day long on your team.
Well, we are looking forward to his contest, a seventh-place finish possible. You know, in this match, Coach, one of the things that, from a long ways up here and in my perspective is that you can just let it all go out. You every other match before, you're wrestling, and you can't help it. To be in that mindset where you start to think about making a mistake, because you don't want to make a mistake, and most matches are lost rather than won. And so you can take all that off. You know he's going to medal. He's going to be on the podium. And you just go out there and just wrestle.
Yeah, the pressure is definitely off. You know, the real pressure is that elimination match, and we got through that, and it got pretty tough there for a while, and we were getting a little bit nervous there, but once you get past that elimination round, it becomes fun again, and the pressure is completely off, and Blake's going to go out and just wrestle his match here in a little bit, and when he's done, we can start thinking about next year, and I'm excited for Blake next year. You know, like you said earlier, you take that step and you get on the stand and talk about pressure being off. Next year should be quite a senior year for Blake.
Well, let's move to Carter, the Iceman Isley, and that is exactly what he's full of, is ice. He's got ice in his veins. You know, we're down there and I'll stand next to you on the mats right before that last round last night in 2A, and Carter's down there, and I looked at him and I said, wouldn't it be nice to just to be Carter Isley? He is the lead bull in the ring, you know, and he's running around there, and most guys are all nervity, fidgety looking, and he just run around like a, just like his business, like, this is what I do.
Yeah, and he's such a veteran at this stuff. I don't know that you can put him in an environment that's going to get into his head. He's just been in every type of environment that you can be in wrestling-wise, and this is just another notch in his belt, you know, and very businesslike, you're right. Talking to him this morning, he's smiling and joking around, and you would never guess that he's ready to wrestle for a state title. So I think the coaches get more into it than Carter does. He's pretty even keel, and he knows what his job is, and he's definitely worked his way into this position. You know, it's not just the things that you see in February. It's the things that go behind the scenes throughout the year. And I don't know if anybody in our program has wrestled more in the off season than Carter has. So he's put in the time.
Well, you just wonder where in the world do these kids find the time, because, I mean, their lives are just ate up with things they have to do, and in a multi-sport a champion like you have with Carter Isley, and you really look them down your lineup, guys that are really excelling are guys that are in lots of different things, which is the experience that I think they should have in high school sports. But man, these kids, they need smartphones to keep track of their schedule, because it's a lot on them.
Yeah, it is. We were talking last night or the night before, Carter went from, you know, running the ball 50 times on a Friday night to pretty much the next week being in the wrestling room, and that is tough. And we give them a hard time sometimes about communication and being where they're supposed to be and being on time and taking care of all of the things that they need to take care of in order to be, you know, productive athletes and productive citizens and productive students. But yeah, their schedules are full, so it keeps us on our toes to get them where they need to be, that's for sure.
Well, Carter Isley is going to take on I can't pronounce the name. Sunken?
Sunken. Of Hampton Dumont.
Hampton Dumont.
Yep.
And he came in 34-3, a senior, and he's won by a decision over Pierce from Gilbert, and then also got the victory over Vanderstreek, Travis Vanderstreek of
Where's
there's too
from?
Many acronyms.
Central Clinton. Yeah. Or not Central Clinton. Central Lyon.
Yeah,
CLGL.
Northwest Iowa.
You really have to know your acronyms in order to survive some of these bracketing. But so he's a guy that gets there by fall, too. We were watching his semifinal matchup. Yeah. Really a talented wrestler. What's Carter got to do tonight to get the championship? And that has been his focus. He has absolutely been laser beam fixed on it.
I would like to see him get on his offense a little bit more. I mean, you got to be a little – I mean, we were a little conservative last night, I think, in our semifinals match. But, you know, you got to give credit to the Creston kid. I mean, he was wrestling to keep that match close, and we majored that kid at the Central Decatur tournament in December, December, and I'm sure that was in the back of his mind. So, you know, you want to try to keep it close, and it's really hard to score on a good wrestler that does not want to be scored on. So there's certain things that you can do in order to keep from being scored on, and I think he was buying his time for as long as he could.
To not make a big mistake.
Right.
Because sometimes you want to be so assertive, and we as spectators and as coaches, we want him to get real assertive, but that kid that's not putting that force forward, make a one wrong move.
Yeah.
And because you're trying to create something, and sometimes you get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, and if you noticed, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but with, you know, 20 or 30 seconds to go, he really turned it on. And you know, that's good coaching as far as I'm concerned. I don't like to be wrestled that way. But, you know, when you're...
A lot of respect is what you just seen right there.
Yeah, when you're in the position to move on to wrestle for a state title, you got to do what you need to do to transfer on. So the good thing about it is we were able to get on that shot, and we finished, and that's all we needed. So 2-0, 10-0, who cares? You know, you transfer. So that's what it's all about.
Well, we had a question off the air via the tie line. Scotty, could you beam us up? Scotty Fry, back at the KISC studios on the High Above the Square in Albion, had a question for Coach, and this is going to go to the heart of a comment I got on a text about you. And Scotty, you had that question.
Yeah, Coach, when you have multiple wrestlers wrestling at the state tournament at the same time, how do you decide which match to be at and keep your focus on that one match?
Yeah, that's a great question. It gets pretty confusing sometimes, but really my philosophy is that I've got to think ahead on that. I got to think 5 or 6 matches ahead of time, and we do talk about it amongst ourselves. But I'm really the one that makes the ultimate decision. And if you guys noticed in the first round this week, I wasn't in the chair because I like to reward the guys that. Put in the time throughout the year. This is really a way of for me to say thanks to the guys for being a part of our program. So, you know, Slater and Dakota, you know, the guys that I a lot of times I'll go by workout partners. You know, Slater and Dakota work out with Dakota, especially with Blake. So, you know, they know what's going on there with each other, and the really cool thing about Slater and Dakota is that the age gap isn't that big, and you know,
so they relate, but they're not so connected that they were best buddies in high school.
Yeah, and I told Blake, I said, I'm going to send Slater and Dakota out with you, and I always let the wrestler know who's going out with them, and so it's not a surprise to them when they turn around and say, oh, here, this coach is in the chair with me. So I said to Blake last night, I said, those two guys have wrestled on these mats way more than me. So, you know, you should have full confidence in guys that have experienced it before. But, you know, today Daryl and Jeff Beal are going to be in the corner with Blake. And it goes totally against what I just said. You know, there's no workout partners there. But, you know, it's just a way of rewarding Coach Beal, you know, for being in our program. And Sko gets to go out there and coach in the medal round as well. So,
Coach, the question really fit to a comment my wife sent. You got a fan club back at 113 A Avenue West. My family loves you in there, and my daughter, you help coach with her, and she sends along her wishes. And my wife said, "Tell Coach he's a servant leader," and that we've talked about that. The strength of a leader is when you can develop leaders underneath you, and you don't have to be always the guy in the spotlight. And You and I talk a lot off the air, and that's one of the strengths that I found in you as a leader. And I just want to share that with our fans that maybe don't realize the reason why you're such a good CEO of Albie Wrestling is that you're a tremendous leader.
Well, I appreciate that. The feeling's mutual. The thing that you need to look for as a coach sometimes is that you get beat up when things don't go well, but you always have to remember the people that are in your corner, you know, and you do get beat up sometimes, but you can't focus on that. I'm a pretty positive guy, and we've got way more support than we've got people that are beating us down, so it's an incredible thing to be a part of, and last year it was the ride that we went on yesterday, we shared that with all of our supporters, and I just, these kids give us a lot, man. I'm telling you, it's a ride that we're on with them, and without the kids, we can't do it. So.
And that ride didn't just include the three tires that brought this bus up here that is the three wrestlers who qualified. It's all the other guys in that wrestling room that, they may not have their moments here, but they are living vicariously through these moments because they are part of this moment. And I love the team atmosphere in a very individualized sport that is wrestling.
Yeah, and even if you want to take it one other step, my sister in Florida who's listening right now.
And your mama's here.
My mama's here. My sister in Florida, is far enough away to where she can't be a part, but she listens and she supports my career and my mom and my wife right now, who is now transferring stuff out of people's rooms to get, the room, the behind the scene things that wives and Emma's back there listening and Ellie, that just very supportive family that I have, it's so much fun to share that with my family. And this year we were really able to do that being in the hotels this year. So I am just absolutely blessed with the support that I get from my family.
Real quick, Coach Helm, you got to be pretty excited because, with the tremendous season you guys just got done having, because you're – there's not a junior high school program. There is a Albia wrestling program, and you're going to have a lot of fun coming these next several years with all the talent that that baton's being handed off to Coach Winger.
Oh yeah, we got some real gamers coming up. We've got the kids that wrestle the national tournaments, and they're going to do fine. They're going to be right in the mix here next year. But we've also got some kids that probably don't get the kind of credit and the kind of recognition that they deserve. The David and Dominic Morrises of the world that are just tough-nosed kids that are always willing to fight someone in the room. And just a couple weeks ago, Dominic. Dominic was going after Lawless, big tough junior, and I can't remember who told him, you might want to just stay away from him. He was, Blake was kind of having a rough practice and was a little ticked off, and Dominic said absolutely not, and just went after him and wouldn't let up one second. Those kind of kids are the kind of kids that are going to hopefully bring us a team title someday.
They were my offensive guards, and you looked at them and said, no way. But, man, I knew. Man, I just want all kinds of wrestlers on my football team. That's all,
They are tough as nails.
Oh, wow.
And there's other kids, that have come out. The Tate Padilla, that kind of kid that saw success as a first-year wrestler. And in turn, we got his older brother out, and I think that has everything to do with watching his little brother have success. And, the Nate Angrins of the world, these are the kind of kids that are going to hopefully fill some spots for us and win some matches, but also to hopefully build depth, which we have never had in 7 years. We've been, one spot, one guy, and those are the kinds of kids that are going to push some of our older kids to be accountable, to be fully committed to what we're doing, and the future is definitely bright.
Coach, thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate it. You're always so gracious with your time, and always enjoy visiting with you. And it's a good thing we don't keep a recorder all the time, because our conversations get really deep, like, what are you going to eat for lunch? But, no, I love hanging out with you and living vicariously through you guys, the sport that's become wrestling in Albie. And it's been such a great ride to be a part of your program. And thanks so much, and kudos to your entire team and your entire staff, all the guys that after the regular season was over and their bouts were over, were still in the wrestling room helping make these guys better, and You've got a bright, bright future.
Yeah, and I want to thank you, too, because you're my leaning post. You know, in a lot of situations, it's not just up here. You know, I used you a couple times this year, and your friendship means a lot to me, so I appreciate that I can lean on you for advice and again, a go-to guy, you know, that I need in my life, so I appreciate that, and we'll go down and try to win a couple matches today, man.
All right, we're going to bring it all to you, folks. At 10 o'clock, we'll get the 3A, 2A, and 1A consolation rounds. We're going to put some medals on some young men here in a little bit. All of them are winners, and all of them will get medals here as we move to the consolation round. 10 o'clock, and of course, tonight, the Grand March, followed up with one of the top sporting events in all of this great big country of ours, and that is the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament as it comes to a conclusion tonight, and we will take you. When they turn out the lights, we'll be walking out the doors, and you're listening to your Sports Leader KIC and this Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. When we come back, a behind-the-scenes interview of a really unique man that is the gatekeeper to this broadcast booth, and we're going to hear the story of a World War II veteran, 91-year-old Richard Falzgraf, when we come back.
Saturday, March 14th, Thunder Country 96.7 presents Sawyer Brown.
Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch.
Sawyer Brown.
Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
Sawyer Brown with special guest Larry Stewart, the voice of Restless Heart.
Louis dies in Texas.
Tickets are on sale now at Bridgeview Center box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown with Larry Stewart. Brought to you in part by Ottumwa Regional Legacy Foundation, John Deere Ottumwa, Thunder Country 96.7, and South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Tickets are on sale now at Bridgeview Center box office and all Ticketmaster outlets.
My reality is I want the best pharmacy care possible, so I switched to Medicap Pharmacy. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take the time to answer my questions. They're knowledgeable, professional, and I know they care. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa Medicap Pharmacy store today.
Medicap Pharmacy, we'll always make time for you.
It's dollar stretching season at Brock. Now's the time to get an outstanding deal on Brock's full line of storage, conditioning, handling, and structure products for your grain. As your authorized, independent Brock dealer, Creech Ag Structures in Eldon can help you stretch your hard-earned dollars while providing a proven Brock system that offers greater quality and value. But don't delay. The earlier you buy, the better pricing. See Creech Ag Structures in Eldon, 777-6562.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
At Community First Credit Union, we have a mortgage for you. From a mortgage to help you buy your first home to the mortgage that will help you refinance your existing home, we have a variety of loans with competitive rates and terms to meet your needs. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Stop in and visit your local branch today or apply online. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We'll be right back.
live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Be in the corner 34 and 5. Follow 5 all the way to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And that's where you'll find this broadcaster in this edition of the Coach's Corner as we get ready for the final day, Championship Saturday here at the Wells Fargo Arena. And here in a few minutes, 10 o'clock, we'll get the 3A, 2A, and 1A consolation semifinals and finals. And we'll get medals put on these young men. Blake Lawless will go at it, and along with a slew of Southern Iowa wrestlers. And we will, of course, have all those matches right at 10 o'clock. And then tonight, the Grand March. And then the finals to begin, and it truly is a sight to see. And this place, there's been few open seats the entire tournament. But tonight, there will be none, as this is one of the hardest tickets to find in all the sporting. That is the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament Finals. And we'll have you every single mat. There'll be three mats here right now. We look down at 8 mats. Those will go to 3. Lots of behind-the-scenes stories. The officials, we've had the officials interviewed on the air. Bud Legg is the takes care of the media, and a great story there, and the hard work he puts in it. And then there's the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper, as we come into the broadcast booth, this is really a very secure place up here. And I remember when we had the governor along with Terry Brands and Jim Gibbons. And, of course, Dan Gable came up in this broadcast booth, and they shut this place down, the security around the broadcast booth. And the gatekeeper, you get to know him here very well because he's going to check your credentials every time you come in. And we found that he had a unique story. And Joe Millage last night out wandering the halls got shucked because he didn't have his credentials, nearly got taken down, and only find out that he was getting taken down by a 91-year-old man. And here's the conversation they had about this 91-year-old veteran.
I'm out here in the lobby where all the press comes up to their press box suites. It's heavily guarded so that the riffraff and the general attendees can't get in. There's always a doorman here. We got to have the right credentials and the right wristband to get in. And today it's being guarded by Richard Falsgraf. And Richard, how long have you worked here?
Well, I worked here ever since they opened up. I worked at the Vets Auditorium before that. That's an interesting thing, the way I started down there. I moved from Waterloo to Des Moines, and Maury John was just transferred up to Iowa State, and they were going to play Drake down at the old Vets Auditorium. So I had a guy in my church that was a controller down here. His name was Merton Barr. So I said, "Merton, can you get me in that game?" And he says, "Yeah, I'll make a call." He said, "If you're willing to usher." I said, "Yeah, I'll go down and usher." So I went down and usher, and they not only let me in free, they paid me. So
unbelievable. That is great.
So now I signed up.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 91 in June.
Wow. And you're still getting around. You get all the way up here to the fourth floor, okay.
Yeah.
How do you get to work?
I drive. Yeah.
Park. No kidding.
Ramp. Yeah.
A car?
Oh. Yes. Chevy Cruze.
Now tell me a little bit about your background. I understand you're in the military.
Yeah, I was a World War II vet. I was drafted when I was in college and did my boot camp in Amarillo, Texas. I went to radio school, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Went to Madison, Wisconsin for a couple of weeks, and then they sent me down to Scottsdale, Illinois, where I took some more training. Then I was shipped overseas and first went to Honolulu by boat. Then from then I flew. I was only in Honolulu about 6 days, and then I flew to Kwajalein, stayed there about 7 days, and then I flew to Saipan, transferred over to Tinian for about one or two months, then came back to Saipan and was there till the war ended and got a discharge.
And you got home okay. That's
got
what
home okay. That was the best part.
Oh, amen. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's great having you as our doorman here at the press box at Wells Fargo Arena. And I guess if we need a radio man, we got one right here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
A radio man from the military taking care of all the radio announcers and radio broadcasters here, guys. And Richard Falsgraf, our doorman here. And Richard, I just have to tell you that while we've been talking, six people went by without their wristbands on.
Oh, there. No. You should have stopped them.
I'm kidding you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Richard Falsgraf, guys. Back to you.
Millie's catching up with the gatekeeper last night, and he has been fun to visit with and meet. And lots of great stories here, and you spend three solid days up here like we have, and you start to hear some of the stories of the people who are behind the scenes. Like, we met the elevator lady a few years ago, and she's still here. Her life is a life of up and downs, and so she recognizes us every time we come up the elevator. A lot to put on this a sporting event, and we want to thank all of the people who have been very hospitable to us here at the Wells Fargo Arena, the entire crew. Yesterday we had issues with the Wi-Fi, and got a hold of the IT people here, and they took good care of us and got us fixed up. And so we want to say thank you to all the officials that make this possible and giving us this opportunity to celebrate our kids high above the mats and in high fidelity. We are going to get a breather here before the 10 o'clock rounds that will begin for 3A, 2A, and 1A consolation semifinals and finals. And then, folks, you want to stay right here tonight as we bring you the grand march that begins at 6 o'clock that leads to the finals, and we will have your exclusive wall-to-wall coverage of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling State Championships, the only station to bring you all three mats tonight in the finals, and we'll be here for you. Take down this number. Put this number in your phone. This is the Southern Iowa Technology text line, because throughout the day, and particularly in the championships, we're going to have some tremendous prizes to give away to all of our great listeners, and some opportunities to help the local wrestling programs, those who have made it. We're going to do something special on the air tonight, and we want you to be a part of this, and we want to hear from you. So write this number down. Put it in your phone. The Southern Iowa Technology text line for KISE is 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. We'll see you in about 15 minutes as we get ready for the 3A, 2A, and 1A consolation semifinals and finals. We're going to put medals on these young men when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, and he absolutely has proven it this week, but to every Saturday morning here at the corner of 34 and 5. This is Jason Summers saying we'll see you in a few minutes. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.